It's time for Brenham Cub football. KWHI's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs versus Belton Tigers is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helper, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bond, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Folk Worth Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Silky Water Well Services, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Heckler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Agency, Wellman Insurance Company, Endura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, A&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman Farmers Insurance Agency, ATV in Brenham, BBR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Lynn College. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lang, after these words from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Belton High School, where it is week two of the high school football season, as the Brenham Cubs get set to take on the Belton Tigers tonight. Of course, these two teams met last year twice, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. Both times the Brenham Cubs got the victory, and they're looking to make it 3 in a row here against Belton. Belton trying to snap that streak as we're on their home turf. It was about a 2-hour drive to get up here, but we are set and ready to go. And Tommy Leahy has gone down to the field to have a word with Coach Danny Youngs, and we will bring you that in a little bit here. But in the meantime, these two teams, as we said, have got a pretty good rivalry going over the last 2 years. And so it should be interesting to see how this one plays out tonight. Both teams coming off victories last week. The Brenham Cubs coming off a 16-7 win over Oak Ridge, while Belton coming off a 35-27 win over Pflugerville-Henderson. Hendrickson. So both these teams got some talent here, and we will see how this transpires. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all CVS drugstores and Lindeman's store in industry.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
All right, and back we go here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And we are coming to you from Belton High School. And, of course, this is week two of the high school football season. Cubs got off to a good start last week. They were really impressive in that game against Oak Ridge.
Oh, no doubt about it. I was really impressed with the Cubs from last week, especially from a defensive standpoint. They were all over the football field. They were out there ready to play football. Another good point, Jordan Harvey did not make mistakes that would cost you a ball game.
Exactly.
Was he really overly impressive? Not totally, but he did not make any mistakes.
And that was one of the things Coach talked about on his weekly coaches report is – taking care of the football, about that, that's such an important thing. And last week, no turnovers, which is very good for a first game.
Oh, no doubt about it. I had the conversation with a mutual friend of ours, Coach Mattioski, and his thought process is exactly right on page with yours and ours, because they went out there, they had a goal, what they wanted to do, and did not make big mistakes.
Exactly. We got more to come here on the pregame show. Let's first send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
And back we go here to the Brenham Cup pregame show, and now we go down to the field, and Tommy has the chance to talk to Coach Danny Youngs.
High school, 2023.
Coach Helms, week number two, how was your week of practice? Oh, you know, I had a safe talk to it. You know, you get a big win like last week, and the kids, you know, still kind of riding that high on Monday. We dialed it in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and had good practices, and thought we were really focused at the, you know, after the first day of the week. Very good. What can you tell us about Belt? Man, they're a good football team. They're very aggressive on defense, are physical and get after it. Got a good dual threat quarterback on offense. They got some good athletes on the outside. Big powerful running back, so it's going to be a battle. Okay. How did Jordan look in practice this week?
Number three.
Same as he did last week, so confident, you know, just working hard, doing his thing. Well, good luck to you. We'll talk to you after the game. Hope you have another day. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, and Coach Danny Youngs with Tommy down there on the field, and it sounds like they're all in the zone ready to go for tonight, and we got more to come here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other games going on around the area, but first let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story. Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at some of the other action that's going on around the area tonight. Coming up at 7:30, the Burton Panthers are going to be taking on Hearn High School, and they're going to play that game at Snook. So Burton will be the home team, but technically not. It's not really a home team, even though they're considered the home team. Belleville coming on that big game over LaGrange last week. They're going to be on the road at Stafford tonight. Smithville is at Sealy. It's Sealy's homecoming game. Hempstead playing host to Bowling. You got Madisonville and Navasota. Danbury at Anderson Shiro. That's homecoming for Anderson Shiro tonight. Norma G and Iola. Magnolia and Tomball. Fort Ben Bush at Magnolia West. Barbers Hill at Montgomery. Huntsville is taking on the Bryan Vikings. A&M Consolidated tonight playing host to its Universidad Autónoma de Nuevo León from Mexico. And then Somerville at Brentwood Christian, Robinson at Caldwell, Gerald at Giddings, Columbus at LaGrange, Snook at Brazos Christian, and Rudder is on the road at Salado. And one game already in the books from last night, Lake Creek. Looks like they're just as dominant as they were last year, beating Fort Bend Elkins 57-6.
I tell you what, that's a school over there. They just have some athletes.
They certainly do. And that running back that we saw last year, he was I just cringed when I saw he was only a sophomore. So we got to see him still this year. And depending on how realignment goes, we may be seeing him next year too.
Exactly.
And so that's a look at the games going on around the area. And of course, Stephen will have the scoreboard show with you after the conclusion of the ball game tonight. And so be sure to stay tuned for that right here on KWHI and be a part of that. In the meantime, we are going to send you back to the studios. And when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Howdy, y'all. Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham, New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and, of course, the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
And back we go, and it's time now for our Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Collier Construction Company. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And take a look at your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. Doing the quarterbacking will be Jordan Harvey, the junior, and Jalen Ward, a senior, will be the running back. H-back will be Ivan Salazar, who is also a senior. Wide receivers, you got Deontay Martin, who is a junior. Chris Guidry, who's a sophomore. And Jose Castillo, who's a senior. On the offensive line, it is Blake Robinson. He is the center. He's a senior. Guards are Antonio Najera, who's a sophomore. And Andre Mojica, who is also a sophomore. Then at the tackles, you got Colby Houlihan, who is a senior, and Dane Cruzy, and Dane is a senior as well. And then on the defensive side of the ball, defensive tackles, you got Miguel Rodriguez, who's a senior, Connor Appelt, who is a senior, defensive ends, John Rigsby, who is a senior, Cole Whitfield, who's a junior, linebackers, you have Cade Moore, who is a senior, Trey Lockett, who is a senior, and Doyle Brown, who's a sophomore. At the safety positions, you got Landon Shipley, who is a senior, and Jabrayon Moore, who's a junior. At the cornerbacks, you got Juan Mata, who's a senior, and Cartel Brown, who's a sophomore. The place kicker is Riley Davis, a junior, and the punter is Landon Zelinka, and Zelinka, a sophomore. And that is your Brenham Cubs starting lineup for this evening. And one that proved pretty well for Coach Danny Young's last week as they were able to get that victory. I know one of the things he and I talked about earlier in the week is they do want to try to get the running game going. They of course, a lot of that had to do with you had two guys on the Oak Ridge team that are going to Georgia. So it was kind of hard to run the ball there, but
I tell you what, they did an outstanding job on 99 last week, the big defensive end, whatever you want to call him, but you know that they also have to double team the guy, and sometimes have to triple team the guy, but they had a couple of very very physical young men, very good athletes, and I feel quite certain that we'll watch those young men on TV down the road.
Oh, most definitely. As the Cubs come out, a little bit of a different look tonight. Look at the new road jerseys. Gray, kind of a light gray with the green letters and numbers and some white trim on there. And coming out for the national anthem. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break and be back with more of the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
All right, and we're back here in Belton as we are getting set for the start of the football game, waiting on the Tigers to come out of their inflatable. And they've even got their own smoke machine with it as they take the field.
It's amazing. Every young high school team has a little bit different way of doing it.
Yeah, they certainly do. And, of course, putting on a big show for the hometown fans. And we're about ready to go. And I'll just preface this already. Some folks might be wondering why no background noise tonight. And it has to do with the way this press box is set up here. And unfortunately, we didn't think to bring our extra long mic cord with us this evening. And so unfortunately, we don't have one that's long enough to stretch out into the across the entire press box to get to the outside, because there's no extra door, no window. Well, the windows, but they don't open. And so we got us a little sweat box here tonight.
A little on the steamy side.
Yeah, it's like being in a sauna here. So we unfortunately won't have the anthem or the halftime show from the Brenham High School Marching Band, which we regret that. But we will bring you the action as best we can here tonight. And when we come back, that's going to do it here for the pregame show. And when we come back, we will have our kickoff after we hear these words from the sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Nation Show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Box, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Beaufort Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, DNA Roofing, Mattress Guy, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, EPR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, The Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. Let's head back out to the field and see and get this game underway.
Let me see that offense, defense. Oh.
And we welcome you back here as it's time now for the coin toss. And going out there for the Cubs, let's see, we have Jose Castillo along with number 68, that's Dane Cruzy, and 15, that would be Trey Lockett. And the last one there is number 44, that would be Connor Appelt. And we'll see what happens with the coin toss here. Cubs, as we said, dressed out in the gray, light gray road uniforms tonight. Belton, white pants, red jerseys with white letters and numbers. And there's a coin toss. And waiting for the official signal. Belton won the toss, and they defer to the second half, so the Cubs will receive the football to start the ball game. Meanwhile, Belton will defend the south goal, and the Cubs will defend the north goal. And we are ready to go. And so our kickoff is going to be brought to you by Christy Schlotman. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs and number 51, Connor Schlotman, this Cubs season. All right, here we go.
And they're having so much fun, Doug. I failed to take my glasses out here.
Yep. And back to receive for the Cubs. We have Jabran Moore, and let's see. I think that is Jalen Ward has got the other spot for the kickoff return. And
that is Jalen Ward. So.
Let's see, doing the kickoff will be Cole Angel for Belton. And Angel will kick it short. And it is going to be fielded by, that is, Jose Castillo. Up to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. And so here we go with the Cub offense getting set to come out onto the field.
Hey, Doug, I want to say thank you. Dark print, bigger print on our roster this week.
Yeah.
A little bit easier to read.
Oh, we can thank our buddy Michael Groves next door for sending that to us.
Michael's always Johnny on the spot.
And so Jordan Harvey in the shotgun. And Jacoby Dixon, and the pass out of the backfield. It's over him and goes out of bounds. Tried to do a swing pass.
A little swing pass out to Jacoby Dixon in the right flat. Just a little bit out of his reach. I think Jordan's just a little bit antsy right now.
Yep. Fans filing in here. And handoff this time.
That is
Dixon. And that is Dixon. And he will get the ball up to the 33-yard line.
Met by Alton McCallum of the Tigers.
And so that'll bring up third down for the Cubs. Harvey back to pass, and he's going to put it in the air down the sidelines, and it is going to be caught. Chris Guidry with a first down catch to the 43-yard line of the Tigers.
I tell you what, great job there by Chris Guidry. Ball a little underthrown there by Jordan, but good job by Guidry coming back to get the ball. Big first down for the Cubs.
And how about the concentration on that play, too?
Oh, I'm telling you, outstanding.
And so first and 10 Cubs at the Tiger 43-yard line. Play action, and Harvey's going to keep it himself. And fighting forward, he's got maybe about a yard on the carry there. Tigers were coming after him. He just had to tuck it and run. And so 1 yard pickup, bring
we'll
up second and 9.
Sam Shepard on the tackle there for the for the Tigers.
And hand off to Jacoby Dixon.
Just simple straight handoff right up the gut, Doug.
And he gets it to the 37-yard line. It'll be a 5-yard pickup, and that'll bring up third down.
Let's give credit to for the Tigers, Sam Shepard again.
Nice game there for Dixon. We got 9:50 left to go. We're just getting underway here in the first quarter between the Brenham Cubs and the Belton Tigers. Harvey with Dixon in the backfield. And he's going to give it to Dixon again up the middle, and he's going to break free out across the 30 and inside to the 29-yard line, and he'll pick up the first down.
I tell you what, another just designed handoff straight up the middle there by Jacoby Dixon. Knight made a nice move, nice game, big first down.
And
brought down by Keegan Sherwood of the Tigers.
And Cubs keep marching right down the field. Ball at the 29, handoff goes to Dixon again, tried to run off tackle and was brought down. Lost a yard on the carry.
Bryson Saucedo in on the tackle for Belton.
And that'll bring up second down and 11. Harvey back to pass. He's going to let it fly. And pass is going to be caught. Guidry. And they're going to say he's out at the 1 yard line. Another big play there.
I tell you what, it's just straight sideline pattern down that right sideline. And Jordan Harvey hit Chris Guidry in full stride.
And it's a first and goal on the 1 yard line. Harvey going to take it himself. Is he in?
He's in.
Touchdown. Jordan Harvey, a 1 yard touchdown run, and the Cubs are on the board. And that's with 8:27, and on for the point after is Davis. And kick is up. and no good, Davis. Oh. Misses the extra point.
Wow.
But that is also our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue first touchdown of the game. And time to reach in here and pull out this week's winning name here. Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You made the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, proud supporters of area sports for your chance to win the first touchdown. Stop by Nathan's and register. Who do we have?
I'll let you say it, Doug. A regular player.
Ah, Ben Ponchik. Congratulations, yes. Ben. You are our first touchdown winner of the evening and our second of the season. And so that will... Congratulations and...
great job, Ben.
Yep. And
thank you to Nathan's Barbecue.
Yep. Because, you know, when it comes to ribs...
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Absolutely. And so now the second, the kickoff here. Cubs lead at 6-0. And so now Belton will come out on the offensive attack for the first time tonight.
That was Tavian Davis on the return there, making the tackle for the Brenham Cubs. No, I got two Cubs. Oh. Sorry
yep.
about that.
That's okay. Let's see. There's the Belton roster there. And I thought we... And Belton with the handoff there. And again, is up to the 46-yard line. That'll be first and 10 for the Tigers.
Ooh, nice game.
Quarterback in motion and just gets the ball away. That is Reese Rumfield at quarterback. And he was looking for
45.
Sean Snapp.
Good big pass rush there by the Brenham Cubs.
Yeah, is that'll bring up second down and 10. And here we go. Fake the snap, and Rumfield going to keep it himself, and he is going to be brought down. That Cub defense swarming right away.
I tell you what, Keith Crawford coming up strong again, making a big tackle there. Loss on the play.
And that drops it back to the 45-yard line, and that is going to bring up third down. Third and 11 for the Tigers.
Tell you what, Doug, I hope this stays just like it is, that defense picking up where it left off last week.
Certainly looks like it thus far. Rumfield play action. And he's got a man open, incomplete. And he was going for Isaac Abel, who's his leading receiver thus far on the season, and that'll bring it fourth down, and the Tigers will have to punt.
Landon Shipley on the coverage there for the Cubs.
So a nice good job after that big initial game. The Cubs did a good job of shutting them down.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
And we got a whistle. And it looks like timeout on the field taken by the Cubs. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center.
2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go on the punt by the Tigers. It went into the end zone, so it's going to be a touchback. And it'll come out to the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Brenham Cubs. Cubs lead this one 6-0 with 6:55 left to go here in the first quarter over the Belton Tigers. And Jordan Harvey out of the shotgun. This time he's got Jalen Ward in the backfield with him, and handoff goes to Ward, and Ward is going to be smothered right away. And he's going to lose 4 yards on the carry.
I tell you what, coming up real strong, Ethan Avendall for the Tigers, making a big stop.
That'll bring up second down at 14 for the Cubs. And play action. Now he's going to tuck it, and he's going to get sacked. And Harvey losing back to the 14-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 16 for the Cubs.
Let's give that initial hit to Sebastian Magana for the Tigers.
Yeah, back to pass, and he lets – well, Davis has got to throw a flag there. He is interfered with. And so that should be against the Tigers for pass interference. I mean, that's about as blatant as you can get. And so a 15-yard penalty will get it to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. Or at least I thought, well, no, I guess not quite. I thought that would be an automatic first down, but not quite.
Well, we get the down and a lot less farther to go.
Are they getting, okay, they're getting the chains adjusted, so it is an automatic. I thought that was an automatic first down. And now a flea flicker pass there, and Guidry just has to tuck it. Receiver was not open, and the defense was swarming there.
Again, Sebastian Magana coming up there to make a big stop.
And so that loss will be back to the 23-yard line. Brings up second down for the Cubs. Tried to use a trick play, but it backfired on them. And Harvey back to pass. And he better get rid of it. And that time he's just going to tuck it. And he's going to take the sack. And that is all the way back to the 15-yard line.
Coming out to make the stop there for a big loss there. Ethan Ash for Belton.
And so that'll be third and long for the Cubs. Third and 17. And Harvey back to pass, rolling out. Now he's going to tuck it and run, and he is going to get back across the 20 up to about the 21 before he's brought down. And so the Cubs will have to punt on this possession.
Sebastian Magana again on the tackle for the Tigers.
And so Zelinka back to punt for the Cubs.
out to McCallum, deep for Belton.
As Alinka gets off a good punt, gets it across the 50 to the 48-yard line. And so that's where the Tigers will have it first and 10. We got 4:06 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading it 6-0 over Belton.
Doug, they're marking at the 45 of Brenham.
What?
Believe that one.
Did we have a penalty or something that we missed on the
I think that's a bad spot.
That is a very bad spot.
I think that's a bad spot.
And so it'll be at the 45 of the Cubs, first and 10. And man in motion, Rumfield, play action. And pass incomplete. And he was looking for Isaac Abel out of the backfield.
Good defensive coverage there by the Brenham Cubs.
So second down and 10. And back to Pascal's Rumfield, who's got a man open.
Oh, he was
wide
open.
And it's going to be caught and broke free into the end zone for the touchdown. That is Angel Guerrero.
Oh, my gosh. Break down the coverage, Doug. He was wide open.
Yep, 45-yard touchdown pass with 3:48 left to go in the first quarter. And now for the point after try. And this is going to be Cole Angel. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with the extra point, Belton now takes the lead, 7-6. And back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And back we go. There's the kickoff, and it is going to be out of bounds. Or was it fair caught? But it'll be Cub football. Let's see where the officials are going to spot it. As we come back, it is Belton leading Brenham 7-6. And they are going to spot it at the 40-yard line of the Cubs. So that's where the Cub offense will have it first and 10. Harvey comes out. And Dixon in motion, and Harvey's going to keep it himself out across the 40 and bouncing forward, trying to get up to the 45. I think they're going to put it probably at the 44.
And Jacoby Dixon was in motion out to the right, faked the dump pass out to him, and Jordan Harvey keeps the ball. Nice gain. Was that 4 yards?
And that'll bring up second down at 6. Harvey back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. Got a man open. Incomplete. Oh. And he was looking down the field there for Ivan Salazar. He had two men on him, but I think he had a beat. If he could have just gotten a little more air under it, he might have had a shot at the six there.
I tell you what, I agree with you, Doug. Salazar had a step on the two defenders. He had double coverage, had a step on them, and passed just a little underthrown. We're lucky that one wasn't picked off.
And so the clock stops with 3:09 left to go in the first quarter. Third down and 6 for the Cubs. And hand off to Dixon. Dixon gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line. He's still going to be well short. And that's going to bring up 4th down and 4. And so the Cubs will punt it away again. And so Zelenko will try to pin the Tigers back as far as he can.
Deep for Belton, Alton McCallum.
And that one is going to be fielded at the 13 and breaks free, and he works his way back up to midfield out across the 25. And then up to the 28-yard line.
I think I read that right. Dayton Watson in on the tackle for the Cubs, Doug.
Yeah. And so the ball will be spotted at the 28-yard line, so I was right on that. 1st and 10 for the Tigers. After about a 16-yard return there for Belton. Rumfield in the backfield, and he's going to hand that. Oh, no, he's going to keep it himself, tuck it and run. And he is going to get up across the 35 to the 36-yard line. He's going to be just short of the first down.
Landon Shipley in on the stop there for Brenham.
Coming down to 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Tigers leading the Cubs 7-6. Man in motion, Rumfield fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it now, swings the pass out, and dumps it off to Rayshon Peoples. And the Tigers will get the first down up to the 44-yard line.
Landon Shipley again in on the stop for the Cubs.
Play action, and Rumfield will make the pass, and it is complete.
That's 13. Angel Guerrero.
Guerrero, who caught the touchdown pass earlier with his second big catch of the night up to the 46-yard line. They'll bring up 2nd down. Tigers break the huddle. And man in motion. Play action on pass is going to be batted down. Can he run underneath it? And no, almost. Pass was batted up in the air. And I think that was Cade Moore trying to run it down.
Cade Moore gave it a valiant effort trying to come up with it.
That would have been the catch of the year if he had hauled that one in.
Yeah, may have made the highlight reels.
Absolutely. And so that'll leave the ball at the 46-yard line. We'll bring up 3rd down. Third down and 8 for the Tigers. Clock is down to 51 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Man in motion. And Rumfield, and we got a whistle blown and false start against the Tigers.
Just when we needed a good false start.
Now moving back 5 yards to the 41-yard line. And that'll leave it third down. Now instead of third and 8, it's now third and 13. Rumfield back to pass, and it is going to be caught. That is complete to Diego Coleman, and Coleman picks up the first down into Cub territory, down to the 40-yard line.
Again, Landon Shipley in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And it's a clock down to 25 seconds left to go here in the quarter. First and 10 for the Tigers. And back to pass goes Rumfield. Now he tucks it. He's got to run with it. Being chased down and run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds by Juan Mata.
And not before he picks up another first down. That stops the clock with 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. And so got time for one more play, or if they want to just, let's see if they're going to let it run out. And no, they will have to do one more play. And back to pass. And it is going to be caught once again.
That 28.
Is Cole Hazler. Well, the first down, and that will be the end of the first quarter.
Go ahead, Doug.
With our score, it is the Belton Tigers 7 and the Brenham Cubs 6. And we'll be back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
All right, and back we go. Ball spotted at the Brenham Cubs 16-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Belton Tigers. Belton leading at 7-6, knocking on the door again. Rumfield will fake the handoff. He's rolling out, and now he's going to pass. And that is complete. That is to Rayshon Peoples. He had a short gain there.
Jabrion Moore running him out of bounds.
And that's going to get the ball to the 14-yard line. It'll bring up second down. We're just underway with the second quarter. And back to pass, rolling out. And pass is complete to Guerrero, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
Jabrion Moore again running him out of bounds.
Yeah, they're going to give him forward progress to the 9-yard line.
Hey, John, ready or what? Blue or blue?
And he's going to tuck it and keep it himself. And Rumfield down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. And he is going to pick up the first down.
Jabrion Moore and Nevaeh Jackson on the tackle.
First and goal now for the Tigers. And handoff goes to Snap, and Snap going to be brought down at the 1-yard line.
That's just power football there.
And second and goal.
Snap.
Snap again, and he in there for the touchdown. With 10 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. And now Angel will be on for the extra point. And extra point is up. And we got a whistle here. Yeah, they're going to pick the flag up, so the extra point will be good. And so that will, with 10 minutes left to go here in the second quarter, it is now the Tigers leading at 14-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Apparently, he must have missed the extra point. So it is 13-6. If that, they haven't put it up on the board yet. But right now, they've got it showing 13-6 as the Cubs will take the kickoff and
Deontay Martin.
And Martin gets it up to the 34-yard line. So we've got 9:51 left to go here in the first half. And Cub offense, Tommy, looked really good that first drive. But since then, just haven't been able to duplicate it.
No, they just have not been able to get. I know they're trying their darndest to get that running game established and just have not had a lot of success doing so.
And so Harvey and the offense will come out on the field again. Trailing 13-6. And Salazar in motion. And swing pass out to Guidry. Guidry out across the 40. He breaks a tackle to the 45, and he's going to pick up the first down.
Good job there by Chris Guidry. Nice move, breaking a tackle. Nice game. Big first down for the Cubs.
And they'll give him to the 44-yard line, so 10-yard pickup there. And so next play coming here. Cubs trying to answer after two straight touchdowns by the Tigers. And pass out to Dixon. And Dixon gets it across the 45, and they're going to get flags down on the play.
Got flags everywhere.
At least three that I see down
there. I don't know what Jacoby was doing, if he was trying to move the ball over to his hand, but he lost control of the ball and went out of bounds. What would that be at the 42? Oh, no. Is this against us?
I believe so, yeah. And looks to be back to, puts us back to the 34-yard line.
Oh, big penalty.
And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon around the end, out across the 35 to the 40. And he gets almost most of that yardage back.
I tell you what, nice stiff arm, broke a tackle, finally brought down by Wyatt Butler for the Tigers.
And so Dixon got it up to the 43-yard line, a 9-yard pickup there. Yeah, that's second down for the Cubs. Hand off to Dixon again. And this time he's going to be hit well shy on the line of scrimmage and loses some yardage.
Okay, we'll give credit again to Wyatt Butler on that initial hit there. And a whole host of Tigers coming in to finish off Jacoby Dixon.
Well, they are going to get him back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. And so that'll bring up third down and 11. Back to pass goes Harvey. Harvey's now got to tuck it, and he loses the football, and now he's just got a fall on it. And so a loss back to the 40-yard line, and the Cubs will have to punt.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the drive started off promising there, but then just kind of fell apart at the end. And so now Zelenka on. And back to receive is Alton McCallum. And Zelenka gets off a good punt. Going to be fielded by McCallum at the 24-yard line. And special teams down there getting a great coverage, and they're going to bring him down on the 26, just a 2-yard return. Good coverage by that Brenham Cubs special
great
teams.
Great coverage there. Nice tackle there by Christian Prosper for the Cubs.
And so it's 7:35 left to go in the first half. 13 to 6. Cubs trailing the Tigers here. And pass incomplete as Rumpfield was looking for Isaac 18. Abel. That'll bring him second and 10. And so now working out the shotgun, Rumpfield. Snap in motion. And Rumpfield going to keep it himself, and he runs right in. The big number 73, Miguel Rodriguez.
Hey, great job there by Miguel. It was just simple design quarterback draw there by Rumpfield, but I tell you what, Miguel Rodriguez stayed at home, did a great job.
And back to the loss back to the 25-yard line. That'll bring up third down now. And back to pass goes Rumpfield. He's going to air it out. Pass knocked away there. Good coverage by the Cubs.
That's Cartel Brown. Nice, Nice job there by Cartel Brown.
And so that'll bring it fourth down, and the Tigers will have to punt.
Just what the doctor ordered. We needed a good defensive stand.
And that was huge for the Cubs. And they'll get the ball back with 6:45 left to go here in the second quarter.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
Yeah, they just get the punt away. Moore fields it at the 48. Oh, now he's out across the 50, 45, 40, and Moore gets it inside to the 39-yard line. That's going to set up excellent field position for the Cubs.
I tell you what, nice return there by Jabrion Moore. Waited to see things set up, made a nice move on the defender, and got a nice gain up the middle. Good job.
Yeah, it's a ball spotted at the 39-yard line. First and 10 for the Cubs. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon out across the 34-yard line.
Dragging a whole host of Tigers with him. We'll give the credit there to Sebastian Magana.
And so that'll bring up second down. Back to pass goes Harvey. Pass is out in the flat and incomplete.
That's 14.
Deontay Martin. And so that'll bring up third down for the Cubs.
Good defensive coverage there by the Tigers.
So third down. Harvey ready. And the handoff. Draw play for the Cubs. And they're pushing him forward. And he breaks it free. Still going. Oh. And down to the 20-yard line. Jacoby Dixon picks up the first down.
What an effort there by Jacoby Dixon. Just kept those feet moving. Finally brought down by Wyatt Butler.
And I'm on the right side of that offensive line, too, giving him that extra push to get across there. And he just kept, like you said, Tommy, just kept churning. And all the way down the 21-yard line, it's a first down for the Cubs. So we got 5:30 left to go here in the first half. And off now, Jalen Ward. Ward up the middle. He'll get a couple of yards before he is stopped.
Wyatt Butler again in on the stop there for the Tigers.
And then we'll give him to the 17, so a 4-yard pickup, bring up second down at 6. Time is called. All right, well, no, just checking on the sidelines there. And Harvey with the handoff to Ward. Ward trying to run behind the left side of the line there. And gets just one on the carry. That'll bring up third down and 5 for the Cubs.
Sebastian Makana again on the tackle for the Tigers.
Cubs have to get to the 11 to pick up a first down. And hand off to Ward. Ward cutting it back, and he's not going to get there. He gets 1 yard on the carry. And that'll bring up 4th and 4. All right, well, they do give him to the 14, so 4th and 3, rather.
And now to Martinez on the stop for the Tigers.
And so that'll send out the field goal team. Reese Davis. This will be a 30-yard field goal attempt It'll be out of the hold of Castillo. Davis missed an extra point earlier. Kick is up, and I think they got a piece of it, and it's going to be no good. I think it was partially deflected as they were trying to get it off. And so the Cubs will turn it over with not being able to get the score there. And so with 3:33 left to go here in the first half, Tigers lead at 13-6, and they get the ball back. And I thought we might have had a timeout there, but then just I think officials just waiting to reset the ball. So they'll put it at the 20-yard line. First and 10. And Rumfield will have the ball up. Snap. And he gets across the 25 up to the 30-yard line before he's finally brought down. And he'll pick up the first down for the Tigers.
Tell you what, nice spin move there by Snap. Just hand off straight up the middle. Finally, Jabrion Moore got a hand on him and brought him down, but not before he gets another first down.
And Snap, a big guy, too. He's got him listed in the 6'1", 225.
That's a whole lot of boy.
Yeah. And gives the snap again. And he will pick up a few more and get it up to the 34-yard line. They're going to give him to 33, so bring him second down at 7.
John Rigsby in on the stop there for the Cubs.
Snap with a handoff, and he's out across the 40-yard line, and he's going to pick up another first down.
Landon Shipley in on the stop there for the Cubs.
So first and 10 for the Tigers. They're content to just keep the ball on the ground as they got it down to 2:15 left to go here in the first half.
Tell you what, the Cubs need to find a way to slow them down a little bit here. Don't let them put points on the board here right before the half.
Yeah, it looks like the sun has finally gone down, so the lights have come on here. Back to pass goes Rumfield. He's going to put it in the air, and pass is going to be caught.
It's 13.
That's Angel Guerrero. And Guerrero up to the 47-yard line of the Cubs, and he's going to pick up, or 48-yard line. He'll pick up the first down. Or no, second down. The second down and 2. Got to get to the midfield for the first down. Yeah, Shipley checking back in for the Cubs. Yeah, back to pass goes Rumfield. He's going to put it in the air, and he's got a man open.
Snap.
And snap all the way down the inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers.
Tell you what, it's just straight fly pattern there by Snap. Just right straight down the field, and Rumsfield hit him in full stride.
And so we're down to a minute and a half left to go. Tigers knocking on the door here. Defense got to toughen up for the Cubs as they trail up 13-7. And this time Rumfield going to keep it himself and misses a tackle. And the Cubs are finally going to run him out of bounds.
I tell you what, there's a fake there to Snap and just a design running play right in there. By Rumsfield, Keith Crawford made a nice effort, broke that tackle, and finally run out of bounds by Doyle Brown.
And ball up to the 9-yard line. It'll And let's see, that will make it second and goal. Second down and two. Minute 7 left. And we got a timeout taken on the field. And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmont Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And back we go. Hand off to snap, and he's up the middle and into the end zone for the Tiger touchdown.
I tell you what, that was just straight handoff right up the middle to snap. He did get one Cub, get a hand on him, but that was about it. So big touchdown there for the Tigers.
And so now on is Angel for the extra point. And kick is up. And kick is good. And so with a minute 2 left to go until halftime, it is now the Tigers leading the Cubs 20-6. And so since we just came back from a break, we'll just keep it right here. And the other thing that Cubs will, I know, is going to be weighing on their mind is because Belton deferred the toss, and so they're going to get the ball to start the second half. So I don't know if the Cubs have a quick play here that they can get it and get a quick score here before they go into the locker room. But you like to take something positive in there. Cubs scored on their first drive, and since then it has been all Belton in the first half. And waiting on the officials here to get the ball set. And Cole Angel ready to kick it off. And this one is going to be fielded at the 21-yard line for the Cubs. Cartel Brown out across the 30 to the 35. And he's going to be brought down about the 37-yard line. So Cartel gets a good return. So now the Cubs just...
Keegan Sharwood in on the stop there for the Tigers.
They got 56 seconds, two timeouts to work with. And Harvey back to pass. And it's going to be complete to Martin, and Martin's going to get out of bounds. Nice play there. Stops the clock. Now to the 42-yard line. That'll bring up second down.
Devon Wilkerson running him out of bounds.
And back to pass, and this time complete to Martin again, and he's going to get out of bounds. Oh, no.
Oh, they didn't give it to him.
as it is stayed in bounds, and so to the 49-yard line. So Cubs got to hurry. Now they're going to take a timeout.
That's probably a good call.
Yeah, it's clocked down to 40 seconds left until the half. And Tigers leading it 20-7 here at the half.
Tell you what, Doug, if the Cubs could get this thing in the end zone, that would shift that momentum again.
Yeah, it certainly would. And so the two teams ready to break the huddle and get back to action here. So the Cubs do have one timeout left. Ball at the Tiger 49-yard line. Yeah, I think they're going to put some more time for us back on the clock there. They're going to give us two more seconds, so 42 seconds left to go until the half.
That, you never know. That may be the difference.
Yeah. And back to pass goes Harvey. Harvey gets it away. Incomplete.
Well,
just missed. He had Guidry open.
Didn't get it to him.
Yeah, so that'll bring up second and 10 for the Cubs. And pass is complete out of the backfield.
Yeah, it was a little dump pass out there in the flat to Jacoby Dixon. What did he get? Four?
And they got to the 46, so a three-yard pickup.
Yeah.
And that'll bring up third down for the Cubs, and the Cubs will take their final timeout of the half. Got 23 seconds left to work with. And coming up at halftime, we'll have first half stats and recap the scoring. We'll take a look at some of the action going on around the area. And plus a little bit more here for you on the broadcast, so stay with us. It's a ball on the 46-yard line. Cubs need to get to the 39 to pick up the first down. Cubs are out of timeouts. Harvey back to pass. And now he's going to tuck it and keep it. And he is out across the 40, and he's going to pick up the first down.
Hey, not too bad. Only used up 7 seconds. So
down to the 39-yard line, getting closer.
Big Key got the...
And timeout for a measurement.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me? That's a horrible spot. I see where the referees put the ball at. That's a bad spot there.
Horrible spot. Horrible.
Because he was clearly across the 40, and they've got it on the Cubs side of the 40-yard line, so it is going to be fourth and one.
Oh,
that is a Cubs not a good call there.
Bad call.
And so fourth and one for the Cubs, and Harvey's going to take it, and he gets across. He'll pick up the first down, so that'll stop the clock. Ball to the 37-yard line.
13 seconds.
Yeah, it looks like Belton may have called a timeout. Yeah, because the Cubs are out of timeouts. And back to pass goes Harvey. Puts it in the air going down the sideline.
Oh, interference. Where are the flags?
There is one down. Let's see if they're going to call it. He was looking for Deontay Martin.
Martin was wide open, and the defender, he probably did the right thing, Doug,
yep.
Just taking Deontay out of the picture.
And so that'll move the ball to the 22-yard line with 3 seconds left. Let's see if the Cubs can put it in the end zone. This will be the last play, barring a defensive penalty. This will be the last play of the half. And back to pass, and he's got a man open. Martin with a catch, and he is going to be brought down. Let's see what the call is. He's going to be just short. He's down to the 5-yard line. And so close, and unfortunately, that is going to bring the first half to an end. And our score, it is the Belton Tigers 20 and the Brenham Cubs 6. And we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And back we go here as the Brenham High School marching band takes the field. Unfortunately, in case you're just joining us, due to the setup here in the press box, we were not able to have a crowd mic tonight. But nevertheless, we'll persevere here in the first half of play. And, for the Brenham Cubs, trailing this one 20-7 here at halftime. And Tommy, the, Cubs, things looked off to a good start. Cubs, marched the ball right down the field and scored. Was looking for a good night, but then since that opening drive, the Tigers have made the adjustments, and they now have scored 20 unanswered points.
That's it. You said it exactly the way it is, Doug. Belton made defensive adjustments. The Brenham Cubs are going to need to make some defensive adjustments. Number one, they're going to find a way to slow down 45. He's eating up big yardage at the same time, you know, taking time off that clock also. So, of course, very talented football team, as Coach Youngs had alluded to before the game. Rumsfeld, I think you and I saw him last year, I believe. And he's gotten better, does a great job in that offensive backfield for the Tigers.
It certainly does. And we're going to take a look at our first half statistics. But first, it's time for our Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time Giveaway. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 right now and be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and Brenham native Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And back with our Mattress Guys winner after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Blueville Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, and congratulations, Stephen Drain, on winning the Mattress Guys Pillow Giveaway. And, Stephen, use it in good health.
Great job, Stephen. Good job.
And time now to take a look at our halftime statistics. And for our halftime statistics for the Brenham Cubs, you got passing. Jordan Harvey, 7 out of 10 for 95 yards. And rushing the ball this time for the Cubs, you got Jacoby Dixon, leading ball carrier, 10 carries for 40 yards. Harvey has got 9 carries for 8 yards and 1 touchdown. A couple of sacks have kind of erased his yardage. And then you have Jalen Ward, 4 carries for 3 yards. Chris Guidry, 1 carry for 5 yards, or minus 5 yards, I should say. And then receiving for the Cubs, leading pass catchers, Chris Guidry, 3 catches for 62 yards. And then you have Deontay Martin, 3 catches for 30 yards. And Jacoby Dixon, 1 catch for 3 yards. And now let's take a look at the statistics for Belton here at the half. And their quarterback, Reese Rumsfeld, he is 10 out of 16 for 145 yards and a touchdown. Running the football, you got Sean Snapp, 6 carries, 33 yards, 2 touchdowns. And then Rumsfeld, 6 carries for 31 yards. And then receiving the football, you've got leading receiver is Angel Guerrero, 4 catches for 60 yards and a touchdown. Rayshon Peoples, 2 catches, 10 yards. And then 1 catch each for Diego Coleman, Isaac Abel, Cole Hazler, and Sean Snapp. And so that is a look at your halftime statistics. Cubs got their first touchdown in the first quarter. It was Jordan Harvey scoring on a 1-yard touchdown run. Reese Davis missing the extra point, and that was with 8:27 left. And then Rumsfeld found Guerrero for a 45-yard touchdown with 3:48 left and made the extra point. So at the end of the first quarter, Belton was leading the game 7-6. Then in the second quarter, Belton with 2 more touchdowns, both on runs by Snap, from 1 yard and from 9 yards out. And, that made it 20-7, and that's where we stand right now as, Belton leading the Cubs 20-7 here at the half. And we've got more to come. Up next, we will have our HEB Scholar of the Week. And we'll find out who that is after we hear these messages.
You know what that sound is. Time to get ready for school.
5 more minutes, Dad. I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Well, Mattress Guys is, and we have an amazing back-to-school sale. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and we're making sure you're ready for school by checking off all of the school supplies you'll need. We have everything you and your child needs for that straight-A sleep, like incredible deals on brands such as Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Or call 836-1010 today.
There's no better way for you to celebrate Labor Day weekend than having your friends and families over for a good old-fashioned barbecue. And luckily for you, HEB makes it easy, so you only have to make just one stop for your holiday celebrations. Drive on over to your HEB and grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides, so you can spend less time going from store to store and more time enjoying Labor Day weekend thanks to HEB in Brenham, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
All right, it's time to find out who this week's HEB Scholar of the Week is. And our HEB Scholar of the Week is Sienna Kelm. And Sienna Kelm, and her favorite subject is math or science. Favorite teacher is Mrs. Marcos.
We've heard that before.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations, Ms. Marcos.
Yep, and favorite sport or extracurricular activity is volleyball, which she's an important part of the Brenham Cubette volleyball team. And college or university plans, so she's planning to go to A&M to study nursing. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, do not procrastinate and always stay on top of things. Take in every moment because it goes by fast.
It does. Way too fast.
And so congratulations to Sienna Kelm. She is our HEB Scholar of the Week.
I admire the field she's going into.
And congratulations. And the award is based on academic excellence. And Sienna will receive a certificate courtesy of HEB. And back with more of the Halftime Report after we hear these messages.
There's no better way for you to celebrate Labor Day weekend than having your friends and families over for a good old-fashioned barbecue. And luckily for you, HEB makes it easy, so you only have to make just one stop for your holiday celebrations. Drive on over to your HEB and grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides, so you can spend less time going from store to store and more time enjoying Labor Day weekend thanks to HEB in Brenham, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
You know what that sound is. Time to get ready for school.
5 more minutes, Dad. I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Well, Mattress Guys is, and we have an amazing back-to-school sale. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and we're making sure you're ready for school by checking off all of the school supplies you'll need. We have everything you and your child needs for that straight-A sleep, like incredible deals on brands such as Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Call 836-1010 today.
All right, and we continue on here at the half. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And now it's time to take a look at some of the halftime scores that are going on around the area. And, boy, they had a wild one over Leander. It was Bastrop beating Leander 41-40.
Wow.
That's a barn burner there. And then right now at halftime, it is A&M Consolidated leading the UANL team from Monterey, Mexico, 24-0. And then just kind of paging down here. You got Liberty Hill leading Hutto 33-28, and they're only in the second quarter on that one. So that's a real shootout there. Halftime, Brian Rutter leading Salado 34-13. They're almost through the first quarter. This one didn't start till 8 o'clock, but Robinson leading Caldwell 7-0, and that's our KTX 106 Friday face-off game of the week there. And let's see, going down a little further. Anderson Shiro having their homecoming this week, and so far it's a good homecoming, leading Danbury 38-0. And that is with play in the second quarter. Giddings, those of you who remember Coach Michael Adams, who used to be here in Brenham, now the head coach of the Buffaloes, and they're tied with Gerald 14-14 in the second quarter. They got about 6 minutes left to go into the half. Iola leading Norman G 14-0. That is a second quarter score. And let's see what else I can pull up here on my app. And Columbus, they're leading LaGrange 28-14, second quarter there. Lexington trailing Troy 7-0 there in the second quarter there. Huntsville and Bryan, they're all tied up at 14 apiece. And these Cubs, they'll be seeing Bryan next week in Huntsville later on in the year.
Exactly.
And let's see, and Hearn leading Burton 6-0. They've got about a minute left to go in the second quarter there. Navasota and Madisonville, this one a defensive struggle there. Madisonville leading that one 9-8 in the second quarter there. Trying to see what other scores I can pick up here. And that's all we have for right now. But that is a look at at the scoring plays. And now the Cubs band has gone off the field. Now the Tiger band fixing to come out on the field. And we'll have more of halftime. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsor, from the sports friends.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And coming back here, of course, got to get a little Sweet Caroline in honor of the sports doc. And we come back here at the half, and right now the Cubs trailing 20-7 to the Belton Tigers. And let's take a look at, of course, first big weekend of college football. That's going to be coming up tomorrow. And, of course, in Brenham, the Blinn Buccaneers hopefully won't be any more last-minute cancellations. They're going to take on Gordon Prep. That's going to be a 7 o'clock start time at Cubs Stadium. And meanwhile, here on KWHI, we've got Aggie football for you. Aggie's taking on New Mexico. And that is a 5 o'clock start time for the pregame and then 6 o'clock kickoff. And Coach Fisher, of course, making the big announcement. Connor Weigman will be the starting quarterback. And I like that he made the call early instead of leaving everybody hanging or trying to do one of those two quarterback system things. Just make the decision.
He kept saying that there was good quarterback competition, you know, all through camp and all of that, getting preparing themselves for that first game of the year. But it's very, very good that he did bring that out, and you know, now we can see what the young man is going to do with that Aggie offense.
And taking a look at the schedule for tomorrow, college football, you've got East Carolina taking on number 2 Michigan, and that's part of the 11 o'clock games. Virginia against Tennessee. Tennessee ranked number 12. Colorado at number 17, TCU. It's Arkansas State at number 20, Oklahoma. And then it's Southern Utah at number 25, Iowa. And then you got Louisiana Tech and SMU. And talk now that SMU might be heading to the ACC.
I've read about that. The good, very, very good possibility they're going to be going to the AAC.
Which would be good for them. The only thing, they were talking about Stanford and Cal, and it's like, what about Atlantic Coast?
That would not make any sense. I haven't quite figured all of this out yet, but that's going to be a little bit of travel time there.
Yeah. And meanwhile, later on in the day, you got Rice taking on number 11 Texas at 2:30. Tennessee State at number 13, Notre Dame at 2:30. You got North Texas. They're playing Cal at 3 o'clock. You got number 1, Georgia against UTM at 5 o'clock. And then, let's see, going down the road here, number 23, Texas A&M in New Mexico. We said 6 o'clock start time there. Texas State and Baylor also at 6. UT San Antonio at University of Houston. I don't know if you saw this. The Cougars have a new Houston Oilers themed jerseys that they're going to be wearing tomorrow.
I tell you what, I really do like that idea, bringing back the love you blue of the Oilers days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great thing, especially with earlier during the summer, Tennessee Titans announcing that they were going to be wearing Oilers uniforms a couple of times in the coming season.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, good job there for U of H. And then let's see, Texas Tech, they're on the road at Wyoming at 6:30 tomorrow night. And UTEP at home for Incarnate Word at 8 o'clock. Sam Houston State, their first year in Conference USA, and they're going to be taking on BYU in Utah, and that's a 9:15 start time. And then on Sunday, big matchup, already number 5 LSU, number 8 Florida State, Sunday night at 6:30. And that ought to be a pretty good one there.
That's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, and that is a look at the things going on in the college ranks as we're getting ready for the second half of football here from Belton. And we're going to take another break and be back after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And as we come back to play here, we're waiting on the Tigers to come back on the field. We're at the half, and the Belton Tigers leading the Brenham Cubs 20-7. And Cubs have already come back out. Tigers waiting to got to set up their inflatable Tiger there to run through for the second half.
Get the Tiger ready.
Yep. And hopefully I know they probably got a good talking to in the locker room from Coach Young's, and hopefully they're ready to come out and take care of business here the second half.
I tell you what, the key to the Cubs the second half is they're going to have to make a big defensive stand here. Don't let the Tigers get any type of sustained drive at all, get the ball back and try to get it in the end zone and get themselves back in this ball game.
Exactly. And there's still plenty of time left to go, and the Cubs just don't worry about getting it all back at once. Just go out and take what they give you.
No doubt about it. You know, as I say, the key is going to be a defensive stand here to start this second half, because you've got Belton that went into the locker room with the momentum, and now they get the ball right back. So now putting a little pressure on that Cub defense now. So,
and we'll see what happens here as we're getting ready for the second half. In case you're just joining us, the Tigers won the kickoff but then deferred to the second half. So the Cubs had the ball to receive to start the first half. So Belton will get the ball to start the second half here. Yeah, it's 20-6 is our score. Belton leading the Cubs by 14. And the coach for the Tigers, Brett Sniffen, give his team one last some last-minute instructions before heading out of the field. And it looks like we're ready to go here with the second half of play.
Deep for Belton will be out to McCallum. And, Doug, I'm going to let you try that number five.
Yafosa Edom Wang Dagbon.
Edom Wan Dagbon.
Yeah. And kickoff is going to be fielded on the
strip. Four.
That is Luke Flores, one of the up men. On a short kick by the Cubs. So the Tigers are going to have it first and 10, waiting to see where the officials will spot the football. And it'll be first and 10 at the 37-yard line.
Straight handoff to Snap.
And Snap will bounce forward and pick up a few yards there.
Let's give credit on the tackle there to John Rigsby.
And Snap will get up to the 40-yard line. Or no, to the 39-yard line. So just a two-yard pickup and bring up second down and 8. And play action, Rumfeld with a pass complete.
Little slant pattern there to 18.
That would be Isaac Abel.
Juan Mata in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And that's going to bring up third down. Ball at the 46-yard line. Third and 1.
Okay, here's a chance to make that defensive stand.
Oh, no. And handoff goes to Snap, and he's going to pick up the first down and more as he fights his way across to midfield to the 49-yard line of the Cubs. Yeah, Snap just using that size to his advantage. He's just bull rushing his way forward.
I give credit on the stop there to Keith Crawford for the Cubs.
Great promotion right here. And back to pass goes Rumfield. Rumfield with a pass. That is complete. And that is up ahead to Guerrero again. And Guerrero threads the needle. Rumfield threads the needle to Guerrero there. Gets it to the 26-yard line. And it'll be first and 10, and the Tigers knocking on the door again.
Just what we did not want to see.
And play action is going to keep it himself, and Rumfield bouncing his way forward up to the 20-yard line.
Miguel Rodriguez in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And up to the 20-yard line, we'll bring up second down and 5 with 9:15 left to go in the third quarter. Two receivers split wide to the left, one to the right. And handoff goes to snap out across the 20. And he is brought down near the first down marker.
Landon Chipley in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And it looks like it's going to bring up third down and 1. Chipley in the lined up to the just to the right, and there, or excuse me, snap, and he's bowling forward, and it's going to be where they spot the football. This is going to be close. And they do give him the first down on that. Ball to the 15-yard line. And so first and 10 now for the Tigers. And Tigers in no hurry there. They're running the clock down. We're already down to 7:50 in the third quarter here.
Cole Whitfield in on that stop for the Cubs.
And play action, and Rumfield running with it. He's going to keep it himself out across the 10 and runs out of bounds. A gain of about 5 on the carry, and that'll bring up second down.
Whitfield again over there running Rumfield out of bounds.
And handoff goes to snap, and snap breaks free, and he is inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line.
Landon Shipley coming up to trip up snap on that play.
That'll bring up third down and 3.
Landon Shipley's had a pretty good game, Doug.
He certainly has. And hand off the snap. Oh, no, he play fakes it, and he's going to keep it himself. And picking up the first down is the quarterback, Rumfield. And he's down to about the 2-yard line, and he is not getting up.
Finally brought down by Keith Crawford.
And the trainer's out to take a look at it. Rumfield down at the 2-yard line. Mm-hmm. And the coach is checking on him. And he is sitting up.
Gingerly.
And might have got his bell rung there. And he is up and walking off under his own power. So it'll be first and goal from the 2-yard line. And Rumpel will have to come off for at least one play. Entering the game at quarterback is going to be Josiah Martinez. He's a junior. And bobble it, and the snap gives it to snap, and he is hit for a loss of yardage back to the 5-yard line.
Tell you what, nice stop there coming up to close that hole is Cade Moore for the Cubs.
And just like that, Rumfield back in the game. Well, they only gave him a 1-yard loss on there, so back to the 3-yard line. And hand off to snap, and snap going to be stopped once again by the Cubs.
Oh, good job there by that Cub front.
Yeah, they keep him out of the end zone and loses another yard back to the 4.
I'll tell you what, we're going to give credit to a couple of guys there, Cade Moore and Keith Crawford.
Yeah, and if they could somehow hold them to just a field goal try here, that would be a moral victory for the Cubs.
Did he lose another yard?
Yeah. Second and 4, and on the run, pass.
Oh, great.
Incomplete and almost intercepted.
Good job there by that Cub defensive secondary.
And so fourth down now.
Was that Jabrion with a hand on that ball?
I think so, and so that'll bring on the field goal unit for the for the Tigers. A 20-yard attempt by Cole Angel. There's the snap. Kick is up.
Yeah.
And he missed it.
He did miss it.
And so with 5:12 left to go in the third quarter, the Cubs will finally get the ball here in the third. And we'll be back this time. Let's just hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham, joyfully displaying the good news of Jesus in every part of life. 1302 Washington Street, just off Tom Green.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And back we go here as we continue.
Hand off to Jacoby Dixon.
Yeah.
Went around right in, Doug. Nice game.
Gets it all the way up to the, let's see where they're going to spot the football here as we come back to play. Up to the 36-yard line, a huge game. And now next possession.
Dixon again,
and he's fighting forward, trying to get the 40-yard line. It takes about 4 guys to finally knock him out of bounds.
That's exactly what it took, was 4.
And that'll bring up second down for the Cubs.
Sam Shepard there. We'll give him credit on that initial hit there.
Harvey out of the shotgun. play fake, and he's going to keep it himself, and now he'll run forward and get it up to about the 42-yard line.
Hey, he just faked that handoff there to Jalen Ward and took the ball right up the middle.
He certainly did. And so it'll bring up third down, and looks like about five to get the first down. And fakes it to Ward. He's going to keep it himself and going to get wrapped up. And I think he might have actually lost a yard there.
I tell you what, big hit there by Ethan Ash for the Tigers, closing that hole.
And so the Cubs will have to punt. And back to receive is going to be Alton McCallum. And Cubs do get the punt away.
My goodness.
And a muff punt, but they got it back.
Wow.
And so fielded at the 32-yard line. That was very close to a big moment for the Cubs there. And so now the defense will come back out on the field after not getting a whole lot of time to rest there. We got 2:57 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs trailing at 20-6 to the Belton Tigers.
And off snap.
And off the snap. And snap is brought down. Gets up to the 36-yard line.
Connor Appelt finally dragging a snap down.
And that'll bring up second down for the Tigers. Rumfield, back to pass, rolling out, trying to find an open man. And
wait.
And that's going to be caught. That is going to be
in. Oh, no.
They're going to bring it back.
I tell you, we can't see a replay, Doug.
Yeah, Doyle Brown, we thought he might have had a shot and might have had a pick. But, no, it's unfortunate.
The one thing I have to admit is Rumfield's hand was moving forward, and they actually hit the arm.
Yeah. And so ball will be spotted at the – it'll be third down, ball at the 36-yard line. Guerrero in motion. Rumfield back to pass. And this one is going to be caught by Guerrero out of the backfield. He's got the first down up to the midfield. Up to the 49-yard line will be first and 10 for the Tigers.
There's a little swing pass out in that right flat. He hit him in full stride, and when you make that completion, you're going to get a first down.
Yeah, and somebody must have missed an assignment there because he was wide open, too. And they play fake at the snap. And that
18.
That is Isaac Abel on the catch and run. And he will get up to the, let's see, inside the 40-yard line to the 39, first and 10 for the Tigers.
Another first down.
And they're marching it right down the field again. We're down to a minute 36 left to go here in the third quarter. A third quarter that has been dominated by Belton. And it's 21. That is a new running back in there, Jay Barella.
Doyle Brown in on the stop for the Cubs.
Barella is senior running back for the Belton Tigers. Up to the 35-yard line. That'll bring up second down. 4-yard pickup, so it's second down and 6.
Nothing fancy, Doug. Just counter play off right tackle.
Play action, and rolling out goes Rumfield up in the air, and it is going to be caught for the touchdown.
7.
That is Rayshon Peoples on the 35-yard touchdown catch.
I tell you what, Rumfield hit him in full stride.
And he had his defender beat. And so now Cole Angel on for the extra point try. 26-6. And he can make it 27 if he hits this. Kick is up. And it's good. And so, with 53 seconds left to go in the third quarter, our new score, Belton leads it 27-6. Back into your 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
All right, here we go. And a kickoff from Angel.
Cartel Brown and Jalen Ward.
And it's going to go out of bounds. And as we come back here, the Cubs trailing now 27-6 to the Belton Tigers. And so now the Cubs got to try to find an answer here. Trailing essentially by 3 touchdowns, and they still got the entire fourth quarter left, but time running out on there. Got to get something going.
Tell you what, we just haven't been able to get a good sustained drive ever since that opening drive of the ball game.
And so ball spotted at the 40-yard line as Harvey brings the offense out. Got 53 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And are we going to take the snap? And he's out across the 40, and he'll get it up to the 44-yard line. 4-yard pickup, and that'll bring up second down and 6.
Coming up to make that stop for the Tigers, Keegan Sherwood.
Yeah, we're down, coming up on the 30-second mark left here in the third quarter. And back to pass, and it is going to be caught. That is Deontay Martin on the catch. And he will pick up the first down to the 45-yard line.
Sebastian Magana running him out of bounds.
And so now the Cubs into striking distance here. And hand off to Dixon, and Dixon breaks some tackles, gets free, and he got some positive yardage out of there. He looked like he was going to get hit in the backfield, but made a couple of breaks and got to the 47, and that is going to do it for the third quarter of play. Our score, the Belton Tigers 27 and the Brenham Cubs 6. back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And back we go, pass complete out of the backfield to Deontay Martin. And Martin will get it to the 40-yard line. As we start the fourth quarter, Cubs trailing at 27-6. And got it down to the, they're going to give them to the 39-yard line.
Finally run out of bounds by Devin Wilkerson.
So third down and four. And pass is to Dixon. Dixon will pick up the first down across to the 30. And he is brought down. Gets it up ahead to the 27-yard line.
It was a little dump pass Jacoby Dixon coming out of that backfield. Takes it down that right sideline for a big first down for the Cubs.
And Harvey back to pass, going deep. He's got a man open. Touchdown, Deontay Martin.
Oh, nice pass there by Jordan Harvey. Hit Deontay Martin in full stride.
And it's coming back.
Oh, great.
Got a penalty against the Cubs. And it's going to be holding against Brenham. So the touchdown called back on the holding penalty. And so that'll move Brenham all the way back to the 37-yard line.
Oh.
Costly penalty there. Castillo in motion, and pass is going to be caught. And it's Martin again. And this time fights his way forward. And got most of that yardage back as he gets it to the 25-yard line. And that'll bring up second down.
Finally brought down by Sebastian Magana for the Tigers.
And draw play, and that is going to be number 12, Jalen Ward.
Jalen Ward.
And he picks up the first down, and down to the 12-yard line will be first and 10 for the Cubs. This is the Cubs' deepest penetration since the first drive of the game. And off to Ward again, counter play, and he gets it down to the 6-yard line.
Finally brought down by Sean Gallagher for the Tigers.
And so now handoff. That is.
He's in.
In for the touchdown. Jacoby Dixon. He gets it in there. The touchdown. And the Cubs are finally back on the scoreboard.
That was a nice counter there to Jacoby Dixon. I said the wrong name there. I thought it was Jalen Ward again. But nice run there getting it in the end zone. Jacoby Dixon.
Yeah, that's with 10:26 left to go. And now let's see if we can get the extra point. Kick is up by Davis. And it's good. And so with 10:26 left to go in the game, our new score, it is the Belton Tigers 27, the Brenham Cubs 13. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go, and the Cubs getting set to kick off now. And that's an onside kick. And did we get it back? Waiting to see.
It's right on the line, too.
Waiting on the official verdict. And now the Tigers got it back. So close there. They almost were able to get it.
Wow.
And Coach Young's, he can't believe it. And so the Tigers will have the ball in midfield here. And so that'll be up to the defense to make it a stand. It's 27-13. Tigers lead it by 14. And Rumfield on the move. And he breaks a couple of tackles and gets run out of bounds about the 50-yard line.
To a couple of Cub defenders that had a shot at Rumfield. He was there, but there was enough momentum by that defense to run him out of bounds for no gain.
And so second and 10. And Guerrero in motion, and pass is incomplete.
For seven.
Looking for Rayshon Peoples, and that'll bring up third down.
Looked like Rumfield threw that ball into the dirt, Doug.
Yeah.
Probably not a bad idea. I said the dirt, the turf.
Turf, yeah.
Get it right, TL.
And so third down and 10. Guerrero in motion again. Back to pass. Goes Rumfield. Cade Moore just missed him. Pass is thrown. Incomplete. And that's going to bring up fourth down, and the Tigers will have to punt.
Tell you what, big blitz there by Cade Moore. I think it broke Rumfield's time in just a little bit. Cubs get the ball back.
And that is a big defensive stop for Brenham. And so here we go with the punt try. And it looks like Angel does their punting as well.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
And they just get it off, and it's going to take a roll down to, looks like about the 12-yard line is where the Tigers will down it. So that's where it'll be first and 10 for the Brenham Cubs as we are looking at 9:54 left to go in the game. Cubs trailing by two touchdowns. Have got some ground to make up. But look good on that last drive. Now need to just build on it. And there is the pass out of the backfield complete to Dixon. Dixon dragging guys with him. And Jacoby Dixon up to the 22-yard line.
I tell you what, a nice effort there by Jacoby Dixon. He wasn't going down without a fight.
Yeah. Not bad for a freshman, huh?
Not bad at all. Sebastian Magana in on finally dragging him down.
And back to pass goes Harvey. Couple of pump fakes going deep. He's got a man down.
Open. Oh, that's where's the flag.
Incomplete.
Thank you.
And Martin and got the flags down. Yeah, they're going to get the Tigers for pass interference. And so a 15-yard penalty.
They will take it.
Absolutely. So the Cubs get the ball at the 37-yard line. And off goes to Dixon once again. Breaks free. And spin moves. And he's out across the 50. And another big run by Jacoby Dixon. Up to the 48-yard line of the Tigers now. I tell you what, Dixon coming alive here in the second half.
Finally drugged down by Glenn Slayton for the Tigers.
And also credit that O-line, too, for opening up the holes for him to run through. And now Dixon got to throw a flea flicker pass. He's got a man up
on
the spot. Break it free and going to the end zone. Touchdown, Cubs.
Is that Jacoby Dixon?
No, Dixon was the one that threw it. Yes. That's Deontay Martin with the catch.
Yes.
So Dixon on the throws a touchdown pass
right.
as well.
I'm all excited here. I'm glad to see us get back in this play.
A 48-yard touchdown pass from the running back.
I tell you, it was just a little dump pass out in the flat there to Jacoby Dixon, and he looked and had Deontay Martin wide open downfield.
And so now
great
the
job.
Extra point. And kick is up, and it's good. And so with 8:55 left to go in the game, we got us a ball game. Tigers 27, Cubs 20. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And we got a fumble on the kickoff. And it is going to be down. That is Alton McCallum. But the Cubs, almost, the special teams, what coverage there is. They got back to the 23-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers, and nearly came up with one again there.
I tell you what, they're a great job there by that kickoff team for the Brenham Cubs. McCallum couldn't find the handle on it, and the Cubs get down there, made a nice play.
And so now it'll be first and 10. We've got 8:55 left to go in the game. Tigers lead the Cubs 27-20. Remember, it was 27-6 at one point, and the Cubs have come back with 14 unanswered points, and handoff goes to snap, and just like that, he puts them right back into it up to the 46-yard line.
I'll tell you what, finally brought down there by Cade Moore for the Brenham Cubs.
And combination there, just speed and power, and he not only fast, but just difficult to bring down due to his size. And now he comes up wincing a little bit. And the training staff out now to look at Snap. Sean Snap is a junior running back, as we said earlier, 6'1", 225. And he's been carrying the bulk of the load for them in this game. Yeah, it looks like he's going to go to the sideline.
He is going to the sidelines.
And so ball at the 46-yard line of the Tigers. Cubs have played really good defense this second half, and they need to keep it up here. And Rumfield with a handoff.
Great pursuit.
Jay Barolo on the carry, and he loses 4 yards back to the 42.
I tell you what, we're going to give the credit there to Miguel Rodriguez. He just broke through, got by his blocker, and that's just what we needed. What is that, 4 yard loss?
Yes, it is. And it's a second down at 14. And handoff goes to Burrell again, and he is brought down quickly.
Again, Miguel Rodriguez, tell you what, making a big stop again.
2 yard pickup, and that'll bring up third down and 12. Yeah, we're down to, we got 7:20 left to go in the game. Cubs trailing by 7. Trying to get a stop here and another shot at the end zone. And back to pass. And
oh, he got him.
Come on, bring him down. There we go. And a big sack there.
Finally.
That's John Rigsby.
Finally. Oh, I just knew they had him, Doug. I just knew they had him.
He kept evading tackle after breaking tackle after breaking tackle, and Rigsby finally gets him down. Lost all the way back to the 34-yard line, and the Tigers are going to have to punt.
Big defensive play there. Back deep for the Cubs, Jabrion Moore. Don't make a mistake now.
And there's a snap, and this play's blown dead before. And illegal procedure against the Tigers.
There we go.
So that'll push him back another 5 yards. And let's see, they're going to give the Cubs a timeout. And they are going to give the Cubs a timeout. Cubs had too many guys on the field, and were trying to get the timeout called before the ball was snapped. And apparently they did get it off. And so with the timeout on the field, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
And on the punt, it's going to be fielded by Jalen Ward, and he brings it out to the 42-yard line, and that's where the Cubs will have it, first and 10.
Tell you what, he fielded it on a bounce there, Doug, and got around a defender, got a few extra yards out of it. What is the ball on the 43?
Yeah, and 6:08 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Cubs trailing 27-20. Harvey takes the snap, back to pass, and he's going to put it in the air. Incomplete, almost intercepted there.
I tell you what, he had a couple of guys, you know, wide open. Doug, one, I'm going to try to get those numbers. One was Jose Castillo. And was that Guidry?
I think so, yeah. And so second down and 10 for the Cubs. And Harvey just going to tuck it. Is nobody open, and he's just going to take the sack. Back to the 36-yard line.
Brought down by Sam Shepard for the Tigers.
And so that's going to bring up third and long for the Cubs. And we're going to get a whistle beforehand. And they're going to get the Cubs through a legal procedure, and so that'll move them back another 5 yards, back to the 30-yard line. And so that'll bring up third down and about 20, third and 23.
Third and forever.
Back to pass, and he's going to put it in the air. And Guidry trying to make the over-the-shoulder catch, but he was out of bounds. So fourth down for Brenham. And that'll bring on the punt team. And so it'll be up to the Cub defense to make another big stand here. So we'll get back to punt. So we've got 5:18 left to go in the game.
Oh, we need a good punt here.
And that is going to be to the
41-yard line.
41-yard line is where it's going to land. And for the that's where the Tigers will come out, first and 10.
Okay, pressure on defense again now.
Defense needs another big stop here in order to give the offense one last shot at trying to tie this thing up. And handoff goes 21. To Barella.
Yeah.
And he's going to be brought down on the far side of the field. Gain is up to the 47.
I'll tell you what, Landon Shipley coming up to make the stop again.
That's a 6-yard, Yeah, 6 yard pickup up to the 47.
Good defensive effort by Landon Shipley this evening.
And second down at 4. And man in motion. And off to Barella again, and he's tripped up.
I tell you, that's Cade Moore coming up and tripped him up. Nice stop there by Cade.
And they get him to the 49-yard line, so a 2-yard pickup. And that'll bring up third down.
Okay, we need to make a stop here now. Clock running down to 4.
Cubs trailing by 7. And now the Tigers are going to have to burn a timeout.
They're going to have to burn a timeout. They were a little disorganized there.
And so with 3:42 left, and we'll take a timeout. This time let's just hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
All right, we are in the deep in the fourth quarter of this one. We've got 3:42 left on the clock. The Belton Tigers leading the Brenham Cubs 27-20. And this is a big third down play here. Ball at the Tiger 49-yard line. And a fumble on the snap, and they are going to get it from us. That is a huge break for the Cubs there, and that is Trey Lockett.
Great play there. A little bad snap there to Rumfield. He came up with the ball, but I tell you what, great pursuit there by Trey Lockett.
And all the way back to the 39-yard line, and the loss of 10 on the play. And so the Tigers now will have to punt. And Jabrion Moore on the return, and he picks it to the 15, out across the 20, 25, 30, 35, is going to see him across the 40, to the 50, to the 45, 40, and he is going to get it all the way into, let's see where they're going to spot him
36.
At.
36.
And Coach Youngs is hot there. What in the world are these referees calling?
Did you see a flag?
No.
There it is.
Okay.
He's going to pick it up.
And so
it's going to sound like I'm Brenham bias now, but I did not see a bad block if they're going to call blocking in the back or anything of that nature.
So the ball was at the 36, and
we're going to do all of this all over again.
So, yeah, we got to re-kick.
But it was a great move there by Jabrion. Just a great, great move. Went down that sideline.
Fourth down, and it was moves it up to the 44-yard line. And they do get the punt away. And Moore fumbled the punt, and it's going to go all the way back into the end zone. And he just barely gets it out of the end zone. Back to the 2-yard line.
Wow.
And amazing how one penalty can kill a whole drive and cost you 50 yards of field position. Or no, 60 yards of field position.
60 yards of field position, exactly.
And so the Cubs will have it first and 10 at their own 2-yard line. Or 3-yard line. They got 2:46.
2:46.
To go 97 yards.
You'll have to get it all at once.
And always pass complete to Martin. And Martin out across the 10-yard line.
Hey, good job there by Deontay getting out of bounds.
And also, too, that stops the clock. And that'll bring up second down and 3. Harvey back to pass, pump fake, and he's going to throw. Pass is complete to Martin, and Martin will pick up the first down to the 15, and he's taken out of bounds.
Again, good job there by Deontay getting out of bounds. Sam Shepard running him out of bounds.
And also, too, this moves that gets him out of the shadow of the end zone as well.
Yeah.
And back to pass goes Harvey. And incomplete. He had a man open. That was JT Moore. And incomplete.
Oh, my goodness.
Clock stops at 2:25. Be second down and 10 for the Cubs. Moore was just wide open. Hit him right between the numbers, and he dropped it.
What do they say? Hit you in a bad spot?
That's the worst spot. And Harvey's got a man open, going deep, and incomplete. He was looking for Deontay Martin. And that's going to bring up third down now. I think this point of the game, this is four down territory.
I tell you what, we were doing good going with those little short passes and then trying to get.
And pass is incomplete, out of bounds to Martin. And 2:13, it'll be fourth down. This could be the ball game right here.
I guess we have to go for it, don't we?
Yeah.
Just be patient, Jordan.
And Harvey's going to take off, and he is on the move, and he's going to pick up the first down and more.
Tell you what, great move there by Jordan Harvey.
And got up to the 42-yard line.
And finally brought down by Wyatt Butler.
And most importantly, got out of bounds, stopped the clock at 2:05.
Tell you what, Doug, it's...
Well, we thought it was... they're bringing it back to the 32.
Oh, my goodness.
And so man in motion, back to pass. And Harvey's pass tipped incomplete. He was looking for Ivan Salazar. And so that'll bring up second down and 10 for the Cubs.
Tell you what, Doug, it's the same. We waited until the fourth quarter to get back in gear again.
Yep. And back to pass, going again deep. He's got double coverage on Guidry. And the pass is incomplete. And so I'll bring up third down and 10. Got 1:54 left to go in the game. And pass is going to be caught. Deontay Martin.
Right.
And he is out to the midfield. He gets it to the 50-yard line.
Hey, great move there. Great catch by Deontay Martin. Big first down.
And the Cubs do have two timeouts to work with. Back to pass goes Harvey. And Harvey gets rid of it and out of bounds. He was looking for Guidry. And holding against the Cubs, so that'll push him back 10 yards. That'll move the ball back to the 40-yard line. First and 20. With a minute 32 to play. And Harvey's going to take it himself and across the 45 and gets out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So we got some of that yardage back.
That does stop the clock.
Got 1:24 left to go in the game. And back to pass. Now he's going to keep it himself. And Harvey out across the 50 and down to the 47-yard line, or to the 48. And Cubs got to hurry here. We got 1 minute left to go in the game. Third down for Brenham. And Harvey, incomplete.
Oh.
He was looking for Salazar. And that'll bring up fourth down.
He had Salazar and Castillo both open out in that right flat there.
And so ball will be spotted at the 48-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 8 for the Cubs.
Well, here we go, this ball game.
Yeah, the Cubs don't convert here, then they will turn the ball over to the Tigers, and then the Tigers can just run the clock out. And the Cubs will use a timeout here. And so we'll take it with them, be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
All right, here we go. We're back. 48. Cubs got the ball at the 48-yard line. It is fourth down and 8. They have to get to the Tiger 40-yard line to pick up the first down. And this is basically last chance for the Cubs if they don't convert here. Got 49 seconds left to go in the ball game. Tigers leading this one 27-20. And back to pass. And he just got sacked. Harvey couldn't find an open man, and they got to him, and that is going to do it. And the Cubs fought valiantly, but just not quite enough here tonight, and still the Tigers will take over on downs, and they can just kneel it, probably only have to kneel it one time, and that'll be it. And they will take the knee, and that will be the ball game. And so, our final score, the Belton Tigers beat the Brenham Cubs 27-20, and that's going to take us to the postgame show. Tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. And we'll be back with the postgame show after we hear 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Tonight's postgame show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Cold Forest Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Service, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Christie Village, Whitson Lumber Company, Hagler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Kinjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guy, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATV in Brenham, DVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Lynn College. We'll be right back with the postgame show.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
It's electric!
All right, and back we go. And final total, the Belton Tigers win it 27-20 over the Brenham Cubs. So the Cubs dropped to 1-1 on the season. Doug Brown back with you here. Tommy has gone down to have a word with Coach Danny Youngs. And meantime, let's take a look at the closing statistics here. Passing-wise for the Cubs, Jordan Harvey, 14 out of 25 for 163 yards. Jacoby Dixon, one pass completion out of one attempt for 48 yards and a touchdown. And then Dixon, the leading ball carrier, 18 carries, 89 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Harvey, 15 carries, 42 yards and a touchdown. Also, Jalen Ward, 6 carries for 20 yards. So much more of a running attack here for the Cubs as they carried the ball as a team 40 times for 146 yards. And then receiving-wise, you had Deontay Martin, 9 catches, 88 yards. Chris Guidry, 3 catches, 62 yards. Jacoby Dixon, 3 catches for 61 yards. And that is your final Cubs statistics for the ball game. Meanwhile, for Tigers, you had Reese Rumsfeld, or Rumfield. He was 15 out of 25 for 234 yards, 2 touchdowns. Running ball, Sean Snapp, 15 carries, 70 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then, let's see, their leading receiver, Angel Guerrero, 6 catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown. And that is the stats. And when we come back, we'll spin the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
And we return to Tiger Stadium in Belton, and time now to take a look at the listen to the highlights. And the Cubs got on the board early, had a great drive, taking down Jordan Harvey, a 1-yard touchdown run to wrap up that opening drive with 8:27 left to go in the first quarter.
Jordan Harvey hit Chris Guidry in full stride.
And it's a first and goal on the 1-yard line. Harvey going to take it himself. Is he in?
He's in.
Touchdown! And then from there, it would be four straight scores by the Belton Tigers as Reese Rumsfeld went to Guerrero for a 45-yard touchdown run. Then in the second quarter, back-to-back touchdown runs, snap with a 1-yard run and a 9-yard run. And then to start the third quarter, Rumsfeld would find Peoples on a 35-yard touchdown catch, and it was 27-6. Cubs fought back valiantly, though, in the fourth quarter. It was Jacoby Dixon getting the Cubs finally back on the scoreboard. And so now handoff. That is.
He's in.
In for the touchdown, Jacoby Dixon. And then it would be a little trick play there for the Cubs as Jacoby Dixon would find Deontay Martin on a 48-yard touchdown pass. And also credit that O-line, too, for opening up the holes for him to run through. And now Dixon got to throw a flea flicker pass. He's got a man open in the spot. Breaking free and going to the end zone. Touchdown, Cubs. And that would be the end of the score. And the Cubs had one last chance there at the end, but unfortunately, Harvey taking the sack, and that was all she wrote. Our final score once again, Tigers win at 27-20 over the Cubs. Back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
All right, back we go. Let's send you down to the field and Tommy with Coach Youngs.
Coach Youngs, tough loss. Came up just a little short at the end there.
Hey, you know, I'm proud of the kids for flying back, but we told them all week, you know, that's a good football team over there, and we were running them up that first half, and we didn't execute very well. We didn't tackle very well. There's just a lot of things that we got to look in the mirror and we got to get corrected and get them corrected quick before next week. And, you know, we're on this one and, you know, it's on me. I got to get them prepared better and you know, it's on me. So, you know.
We had a great opening drive there, but it seems like, you know, the offense just couldn't get rhythm after that first big drive.
Yeah, you know, missed a couple plays in there and, you know, it's, you know, had some good plays and bad plays, and we'll go back and watch film and, you know, see the things that we did wrong and what we need to do to get better. And, you know, we'll go to work on Monday. We'll go to work this weekend and we'll get the kids back in on Monday and we'll get ready for Brian.
I tell you what, it was a great effort by your team. They didn't lay down and die. They did make it a great effort to come back and make it a ball game.
Yeah, well, you know, in the non-district games, you know, you want to prepare you for district. And one thing we got to learn from this one is that, you know, you can't just assume, and it gets you in trouble. And you can't just think you can turn it on whenever you want to turn it on. It doesn't work like that. And, you know, we didn't execute things that we executed all week. And, you know, we'll go back and we'll look at those things, and I'll do a better job of getting this ready. And this one's on me. I'll have it more prepared next week.
Great effort. You all have a safe trip home.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
All right, Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try their new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, and back we go here. And time now to name our Whataburger Wanna Play of the game. And I think we go back to the fourth quarter there, Tommy, and the flea flicker pass there. Harvey to Dixon to Martin for 48 yards, and what would turn out to unfortunately be the last touchdown of the game for the Cubs.
I tell you what, it was a very, very well-designed play, and Jordan flipped that little pass out to Jacoby out there in the flat, and Deontay did a great job getting wide open. All he needed to do was get the ball to him, and he got it to him in full stride.
And that is our Whataburger Wanna Play of the game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. Back after we hear another 2 minutes, or two minutes from our sponsors.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham, New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
And back we go. It's time now to name our John Breeden Offensive Outstanding Player of the Game and Defensive Outstanding Player of the Game. And I think for offense, Tommy, we got to go Jacoby Dixon. Not only throwing a touchdown pass, but then he also carried the ball 18 times for 89 yards and a touchdown and had three catches for 61 yards. So a total of 228 yards of total offense tonight.
Not a bad night for Jacoby Dixon. The one thing I like about that young man is they may have had him for a loss, but he had such great second effort, and he always kept those feet moving all night long. Just a great evening, just a great football player. Congratulations, Jacoby Dixon, offensive player of the game.
And then for the defensive outstanding player of the game, we had another young man. He was all over the field tonight on defense.
Oh, I tell you what, that young man, number 27, Landon Shipley, was all over the field all night long. He had a nose for the football all night long, making key tackles when you needed to make key tackles. Landon Shipley, our defensive outstanding player of the game.
and the defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Back for the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go one last time here in Belton. And once again, your final score, the Belton Tigers beat the Brenham Cubs 27-20, your final score there. A heartbreaker for the Cubs because they fought back so well in that second half, just couldn't quite put the finishing touches on it.
I tell you what, it was a great effort. It was good to see the Cubs come back in that fourth quarter the way they did. But I'm going to agree with Coach Youngs that, you know, you can't wait around till the last minute and think you're going to get everything taken care of. It, you know, it just doesn't always work out that way. But again, great effort. I'm going to go along with Coach Youngs and say Belton has a really, really good football team. Brenham has a good football team, and I know that this next week, starting tomorrow already, the Cubs need to go home and just think about this on the bus ride home. Think about the game, and tomorrow put it behind you and start working on Bryan next week.
It is, and we'll be at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan next Friday night, and we hope you'll join us for that. Well, that's going to do it for us. Steven's standing by at the studios to bring you the scoreboard show, and from a regular scoreboard and then the TSRN scoreboard, and yours truly is going to be on the TSN scoreboard show tonight around 10:45. So we'll have to, I guess, pull over the side of the road somewhere on the way back.
Really?
Stay tuned for that. And that's going to do it for us here from Belton. And for Stephen back at the studios for his fine work on the boards tonight, big thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. Thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for Tommy Lang and my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Postgame show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance,
A Freedom Bail Bond, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Folkhorst Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Land North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, DVR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.